Rice currently knows no social classification boundaries across Africa. Increasingly, the grain ranks high on the menus of both rural and urban households.
J'achète souvent un sac de riz.
I often buy a bag of rice for the family that will last about a month.
3 jours sur 7 par semaine, on mange le riz à la maison.
3 days out of 7, we can eat rice at home, but sometimes it's up to 4 times a week.
Consumers say the cereal is relatively more affordable and easier to store and cook. Yet, despite its swelling weight in the shopping baskets of Africans, the continent's yields continue to lag far behind demand. Africa produces barely half of its rice needs and consequently depends heavily on imports to bridge demand-supply rifts. Boubacar Mané is a researcher at the Africa Rice Center, a leading research organization based in Cotonou, Benin.
Actually, Africa is producing about 60%. It is importing about 40% of what it consumes. And this amounts to a huge loss of our meager foreign exchange reserves every year.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the continent's imports of milled rice, mainly from Asian growers, hit a record 12 million ton high in 2012, costing over $5 billion. That's up from 10 million tons in 2009. Experts warn that the heavy reliance on imports is risky and untenable as current economic forecasts predict rising prices in volatile markets and dwindling global stocks over the coming decade.
What we call the world rice market is very thin. It's only about 6% of all the rice produced in the world, which is actually placed on the international rice market. And then it is very, very sensitive to shocks. And these shocks can come back easily by what we call climate change.
Mané also warns that changing climates could provoke short-notice supply slumps at any time. The destructive force of Hurricane Haiyan on November 8, for example, has destroyed much of the rice crop in the Philippines and will likely impact the world market.
Serious flooding in some of the major rice-producing countries like China, India can have serious repercussions for world supplies of rice. Also, when people have some scare about food supplies in their countries, then you find governments will take measures to restrict rice export. And many of our major rice importers in Africa, like Cameroon, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, and others, suffer seriously.
Spikes in the price of rice were significantly responsible for deadly food riots across West Africa back in 2008. Ever since, the grain has steadily gained attention as a critical role player for food security and political stability throughout the continent. As a result of the public outcry over the price of rice in some countries, it has been ranked a political crop that is key to creating social and political stability. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.